After six stages on the opening day of the Jewel Donegal International Rally, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in their Subaru Impreza head the field as the cars come into Park Fermi on the Port Road in Letterkenny. There is an issue with the number of times from stage five, but we are going to give what we see as an unofficial leaderboard, having talked to the crews throughout the day in the six stages here in the county of Donegal. There's 4.2 seconds the difference between the leaders. Gary Jennings in that Subaru has the advantage over the championship leaders Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan in a Subaru Impreza WRC. In third position is Declan and Brian Boyle, of course, out in a brand new Ford Fiesta WRC car. They set a further 20.3 seconds down on Donna in third position. Seamus Leonard from OMA and John McCafferty of Donegal Town are having a great drive back in a car for the first time since last year. They are in fourth place overall and have an advantage of around 19 seconds from the Impreza of Derek McGarty and Jeremy Falvey, who sit fifth. And the top six is wrapped up by Darrell Reardon and Tony McDade in the Fiesta WRC, and they currently sit 5 seconds adrift off McGarty in sixth place. There's been an intriguing battle in Group N throughout the day. Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath from Castle Derg leading the Mitsubishi Evolution 10. They have a very small advantage of just 2.3 seconds from Pat Kirk and John McElhinney, having a brilliant run in their Mitsubishi Evolution 9. Darrell Leonard and Paddy McCrudden in a similar car are third overall, round about half a minute down on Kirk. Martin Doherty and Connor Foley are in fourth, and the top five in Group N is filled by Trevor Bustard and Fabian McShane, with Declan Leonard, Aaron McKeel, Peter O'Kean, Ashley Dixon and Gavin Kelly rounding off the top 10 in that category. Let's get some reaction now from the leaders. We'll hear from the top three drivers. First of all, the rally leader, Gary Jennings, who was quite pleased at the end of stage six to get through the opening day.
Yeah, I'm delighted to get the day over. Weather conditions were very tricky there for the last loop. Glad to get back in the park for me and with some of this, what happened today now, over some date, and see what happens tomorrow.
You got off to a flying start. It's important to get a good first stage over.
Yeah, hi, and to be honest, we had the wrong tyre on. We had far too hard a tyre. We had to push probably outside our limits a bit, because I knew the two boys would go hard. So we pushed very hard on the wrong tyre, and then this evening we could just back off again with the correct tyre. And yeah, very, very good this evening. Man.
So what's your feelings going into tomorrow?
See how I wake up tomorrow. Sunday's another day. I want to stay in this rally. It's very important for our sponsors, Go, to have a car represented at the front of the field. So, first of all, tomorrow we must get through tomorrow's stages and make it to Sunday. But we'll see how we wake up tomorrow morning.
Any unexpected mishaps along the route?
Yeah, we had a puncture at the end of stage 5. Only for about a kilometre, so it wasn't too bad. And then on the third stage, we had a sensor failed, a TPS sensor, which lets the car off power a good bit on throttle. But Joe Spedman, our mechanic, took the dash console out and he found a wire that had come away from the solder. So he soldered in service and the car's back in full song. So that's one of the things. We rang the engineers in Belgium, we rang the engineers in France, and they said, no, the car's just failed the sensor, nothing you can do, it'll be down in power. But Joe found the sensor, found the wire off, so yeah, it's fixed now.
And finally, the new stage, the third and sixth stage, how did you find that?
Good, I really enjoyed it. The new stages are very good to me, I enjoy a new challenge. So. But I must say that the top three boys are going very, very hard here, and it's great for me to be in a battle. It's been a long time since I've been in a battle with them, so it's great to be right on the pace.
Gary Jennings speaking to Chris Ashmore at the end of day one. Well, Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan were tipped as favourites for this, given their flawless performances in events to date. They currently sit just 4 seconds off the pace, and Donna was quite content with his opening day's performance.
We've had a fairly clear day. The little bit of rain there certainly made it interesting the last couple of stages. Very, very treacherous. But look, happy where we are. We have certainly some times to get tidied up there. There seems to be a little bit of confusion about the stage 5 time. So once we get that done, I think we should be just lying in behind Gary.
Tell us a little bit about the first loop and the new stage as well. How did you find that?
Yeah, the stages are excellent. You know, certainly the first one for an opener, it was fairly technical. Second time over at Gary took a bit of time, and we actually went well in Letter League. Both times we were fastest on it. Then the last stage, just was cautious last time through. Didn't want to get any chances ahead of tomorrow.
And the plans for tomorrow?
As fast as we possibly can go.
Donnacchelli looking to go as fast as he can go tomorrow and try and reduce that deficit on Gary Jennings at the top of the leaderboard. Declan and Brian Boyd have been on a learning experience on the opening day of the Donegal International. They're just getting the workings of the Ford Fiesta WRC, right? And Declan was speaking to Chris as well as they came in to Parc Fermé, and he says he's still learning the car, but he's happy with how things have gone on the opening day.
Not too bad. Just getting used to the left-hand drive, and we've running on new tyres there as well. New cars, so just trying to get used to it all. It takes a little bit of time to get settled in. We had a couple of issues there where we stalled starting off, so we lost a bit of time there, but hopefully, you know, it's a long rally, and we're happy where we are at the minute.
Now, not surprisingly, the lead changed hands a couple of times on day one. Not much between the first three, though.
Not much between the first three. The times is a little bit messed up there at the minute, so I would say we're a good 15-18 seconds back. But, you know, there's a long rally left yet. We're going to have a little bit of a go in the morning and see how that goes for us.
Way to go, of course. The main thing tomorrow is to get through and be in contention at the end of the day.
It is. That's the one. We need a finish. But we're going to put a bit of a push on now tomorrow morning and see where that takes us. But we do need a finish and to learn the car. Every stage, you know, we get to learn more and more about it.
Declan Boyd there speaking to Chris and Parc Fermé. Moving on to the national side of the Donegal Rally, and Gary McPhillips and Manus Kelly are set to renew the rivalry tomorrow on the opening stage. Both these drivers, of course, have had big battles over the last number of years in Donegal, and in one particular rally it was down to just a second. But this time round, McPhillips and Paul Sheridan in their Escort lead by 6.4 going into tomorrow's action. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett are in second, with Brian Brogan and Damien McGittigan a further 4.5 behind. A good run by the chairman of the Donegal Motor Club. Adrian Heverington and Gary Nolan are fourth, with David Bogie and Michael Hendry in a fifth position. Damien Turish and Donald McElhinney are in sixth. Damien Gallagher and Brendan McElhinney are seventh. Declan McNaughton, Frank Kelly, Paul Reid and John Quaid make up the rest of the top places there in the National Rally. Let's get some reaction coming up. We'll hear from Brian Brogan, Manus Kelly, but first of all, the National Rally leader, Gary McPhillips.
Yeah, no, we're glad to be leading there this evening. The last two stages were very tricky. Everybody was out in slicks and a wee skiff of rain, so we're very happy to be here now. We had a good wee push on them stages, but there was a fine line. And Declan, unfortunately, had a wee off on the last one there, so we're put us in the lead now going into tomorrow.
Declan Gallagher was absolutely flying early on, so I suppose they put the pressure on everybody behind him to step it up.
No, in fairness, now Declan was gone the ball from the start. Now we weren't pushing as hard as maybe we should have been in the first couple of stages. So no, that's the way it sits now. So we're in the lead for tomorrow, but tomorrow's a long day, and Manus is pushing hard there behind us too. So you don't know what's going to happen.
And just a word about the car, everything going okay?
Yeah, no, I'm happy with the car now. Everything's working well. I had no trouble with the car today. I'd say it was just myself, maybe a bit too cautious in the first couple.
Manus Kelly, a good day for you. Second place, 6.4 off the pace. A lot to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely, Chris. It was very challenging there, that last loop this evening, with the rain and everything and everyone out in slicks. Fortunately, it claimed Declan Gallagher. He was having a fantastic run there. Sorry to see him going, but listen, tomorrow's a new day. Hopefully the weather will be a bit better and it'll be the battle's on again.
Some fierce competition out there today.
Yeah, some serious drivers here, but Donegal is always, it's always the rally that everyone comes to, you know, the quickest of the quicks here, and it's a great to be in the mix.
Now the stages, a few alterations, a couple of new stages this year, and that seems to have gone down well.
That's excellent, Chris. It's just I mean, Eamon, just credit him, it just revamped the rally, and it leaves it that, you know, there's not so much of a home advantage for the like of ourselves there. You know, the guys coming from down the country, you know, gives them a bit of a heads up, you know, and another fantastic stage, as must say.
A long way to go, so what's the plan for the first half of Saturday?
Look at Chris, it's time to push on now, you know, start building our pace. We've built it from the start today and we'll just keep building on it and hopefully get to the level where it's going to be good enough to win.
Brian Brogan, plenty of action on day one and lots to look forward to on day two.
Yeah, very good to get to this side of the first day and come out of it, because unfortunately the last fifth stage and the sixth was wet. You know, the second part of the fifth stage was very wet and raw and a hard slick tyre, so it left it awkward. But unfortunately, like I said, Declan Gallagher didn't come out of it there. It didn't work for him in the slick tyre. It could have happened to anyone, and that's the luck of the draw.
Well, you're well positioned. Look, third place. So you're going to really push.
Well, tomorrow's fairly good to us again too, you know, fairly locally stages, and we'll see what the conditions are like. If we need to go for a wet, I don't mind the weather there, we'll have a go at it, I know, certainly.
And any unexpected happenings today?
Wasn't too bad, no. A few wee scares here and there, you know, but you have to expect that when you're on that pace too at the same time.
There's been a lot of favourable comment about the route changes and the new stage. You'd go along with that?
Yeah, delighted with that Friday. It was a good change for everybody. A lot of the people travelling there seen a big plus to it. You know, it was new to everyone, which is important. And even it reflects itself on the timesheet, you know.
Brian Brogan speaking to Chris Ashmore at Parc Fermé. Happy with, of course, the changes to the Friday stages, but certainly in the mix in the National Rally. Brian currently sitting in third position. As you heard there, Declan Geller and Ryan Moore, they were leading the National Rally, but unfortunately came to an end on stage 6. The wrong tyres, they slipped off the road, and their chance of winning the Donegal Rally has unfortunately gone. And earlier in the day, we mentioned about Michael Dunlop, that he had a problem on stage 1. We did think he was out of the rally, but according to reports and indeed times coming in, Michael Dunlop still very much in the Donegal International Rally. The king of the road on the motorbikes is down the field. He's dropped a bit of time. He's in around 60th in the National, but still going in the Donegal. Well, that's it from day 1 of the rally. We will, of course, be back with live action, stage by stage, through day 2 tomorrow, Saturday. And there's some big stages to come. 8 in total. Gary Gort, Knockalla, Cairnhill and Garton will all be done twice, and you can of course follow all the action as it happens on Highland Radio tomorrow on day 2. We'll be back with a look ahead to the day 2 action just after the 9 o'clock news tomorrow morning, but we'll leave you with details of the leaders of both the International and the National Rally. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in their Subaru have an advantage of 4.2 seconds from Donal Kelly. Declan Boyles in third, and in the National it's Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan by 6 seconds from Manus Kelly and Brian Brogan in third. Until tomorrow, have a good Friday evening.